This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know why I love the Inside Connection? Because it's always about timing. They always seem to do things that are necessary to talk about because of things that are happening in the world that we live in. And we're going to get to that in a little bit, especially if you need a good pharmacy and why they are still there. But you got to think local, homegrown. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But here he is, Sean Horn, another edition of The Inside Connection. We have a lot to get to today. And again, we always have those representatives standing by. 888-818-6334. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fantastic.
Love to hear that.
Life is good.
I love to hear that as well. Yeah, and happy Father's Day weekend to you, to my friend Sean here, who we'll be bringing on in just a moment. All the listeners in the audience, my own father, happy Father's Day. Sorry it's a rain out and a washout this weekend, so you weekend warriors, I guess we're going to kind of have to hang out inside.
Listen, the U.S. Open's on TV.
I know,
it's all
right?
Good, man.
Right, yeah, there's the option right there. So hopefully a little bit better weather next week to where we can get back at it, but enjoy and celebrate yourselves. It's a hard job. I was here when we had the Mother's Day weekend as well, and you know, I have a whole new appreciation for parenthood with my 14-year-old daughter and 11-year-old daughter and the trials and tribulations that are happening in their lives right now and how you try to manage that. I have no idea. I look to people like you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Here's my advice. What do you do the first thing when you get into the car before you start the car? You
buckle up.
Get ready.
Yeah.
It's only going to be more of an adventure, but it's worth every minute of it.
And I'm also realizing that time flies when you're a parent. And we talk about this all the time off air.
Yeah,
that,
it does.
You know, it's hard to believe where your kids are nowadays and what that means to you. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more throughout the show and you know, spend a little more time. I also want to welcome our listeners during the second half of the show. If you want to call in with your Medicare-related questions, there's a lot happening in the industry. We will be happy to answer your questions on air. And as you just talked about, our experts are standing by ready to take your phone calls now through noon. So unfortunately, not a lot happening in history this day. It was kind of boring when I look back at it, but we are dealing again with Father's Day weekend. So I wanted to take a few moments and ask you, Rob and Sean, you know, throughout history, we've had a lot of, you know, really cool and awesome TV dads, right? I mean, I could go through the list real quick. There was Danny Tanner from Full House and Al Bundy, Homer Simpson, Dan Connor from Roseanne, Cliff Huxtable, Mike Brady from The Brady Bunch, Tony Soprano, Carl Winslow, Jed Clampett, Archie Bunker, a lot of these names, you, Ward Cleaver, Phil Dunphy, Phil Costanza, Peter Griffin. I mean, there's a lot there to pick from. So as we start the conversation today, who is your all-time favorite TV dad?
Al Bundy.
Okay. Get into that. Why? What makes him resonate with you?
Because those are the type of people I grew up with and hung out with. And he reminds me a lot of my dad.
I love it. I love it. How about you, Sean?
I'm going to go Walter White.
Whoa. Okay.
Listen, the guy put his life on the line every day to support his family and make it, you know, keep his kids healthy. So, I mean, that's pretty brave.
Without a doubt. And you know, when I think about it, again, there's a lot of great ones to pick from over the years. I mean, I remember growing up and how popular the Cosby Show was we probably don't want to talk too much about that right now. But growing up and watching and the humor involved and the production value and everything. But I also agree with you, Rob. Al Bundy is by far my number one and for a few reasons, right? First, he was the legend of Polkai, right? He had that one great game that we're going to talk about in a moment. But
from nearby Youngstown?
Yes. And then on top of that, I mean, let's talk about it. The guy was a woman's shoe salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And he raised his family on the one income that he was bringing in. There was no side hustles back then. It was, that was his job. You know, very much middle class family. You know, he had his wife and daughter and son. I mean, to think about that, and then the bowling league, and then you get the classic pose. I won't get too descriptive, but when he got home and sat on that couch, I mean, everyone laughed about what it, it just resonated with a very wide audience. So I totally agree with you on Al Bundy.
You know, we keep saying Sean, but I think because he is in the Metropolitan Window video screen right now, kdkradio.com, click on KDK Watch. He's an old friend.
Yes.
And I think you should just tell everybody who he is and why he's here.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sean Nairn is the owner and founder of Acor Pharmacy, a very strong partner of MediConnect. We have a lot of synergy. We've been working together for years now. And their value model for helping the patients of our region surpasses many other pharmacies that unfortunately people have to pick from that are Medicare eligible. So, Sean, if you don't mind, take a moment explaining a little bit about, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment, but talk about the value behind Acor Pharmacy.
Sure, of course. And thank you both for the kind words. Acor, we created Acor a few years back, myself, some of my team, to specialize in treating primarily seniors. Not always seniors, but primarily seniors that are on a lot of medications, maybe live in a senior high-rise, Medicaid, Medicare combinations. They call those dual-eligible patients in the space. These are the people kind of struggle just to get. They don't have transportation. They can't get to the pharmacy as often as they would like. They struggle a little bit with healthcare literacy. The healthcare, you know, it's very complex.
Very.
And if you don't have somebody to help you figure it out, It can be daunting. So what Acor does is we start off with our medication adherence packaging. We call those MAPs, because MAP is a real nice acronym, because when you're lost in your medications, we kind of help you manage them. So what our MAPs are is a cardboard card representing 7 days in the week, and there's four dosage times on that card: breakfast, lunch, dinner, bedtime. So if you think about it, it's a form of the old-fashioned pill case that a lot of people use, right?
Yep.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But our cards are divided into breakfast, lunch, dinner, bedtime dosing, like I said. They're dated, time-stamped, so the patient knows when to take them. And what happens is if they're on four, five, six, seven medications each morning, those morning pills are all in the bubbles, in one bubble. It saves the senior or the patient from having to open seven bottles at once.
Yep.
Did I take them? Did I not?
Keeps them safe.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Absolutely. And these are all checked by pharmacists. So it's not grandma putting grandpap's pills in his case and putting two in one and one in another and putting her pills in his and his pills in hers. So we create a lot of order. We manage, organize their medications. Then we home deliver them because we find that to be a very important part. Both because it allows us to keep the patient on track.
Yep.
Every day, that they know that every week, every four weeks, they're going to be getting another package from us. Our team calls them ahead of time. And then we also wrap around some clinical services. For example, we'll do vaccine management for these people. As you get elderly, vaccines are very important, not just flu, not just COVID. Now they have vaccines for RSV, a breathing infection, shingles, horribly painful for seniors.
Yep.
There's vaccines for that. So we manage that for these patients and keep them in tune. Or if you're due, we let you know. If you can't get one, we'll come to you and give it. So it's sort of a high touch.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a high touch pharmacy. We cover Western Pennsylvania. And one thing that's important is we use delivery drivers who do home delivery for us. We're not putting them in the mail. The mailman is not my delivery guy. And again, there's nothing wrong with that model. It works for a lot of people.
How do people get a hold of you before we go to break? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, we have our website, www.acorpharmacy. That's A-C-O-R-X pharmacy, all one word, acorpharmacy.com. And there's a tab on there where they can make some inquiries or have somebody from our team call them back. Our phone number at our pharmacy in Carnegie is 412-857-2922.
Let me jump in here with one thing, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back. And it's piquing my interest because I have a lot of friends in that pharmacy industry who've been in it at all levels. And then we saw that corporate brand come in and kind of sweep through these neighborhoods to where a lot of the homegrown pharmacies went away, and basically prescriptions were basically sold off, and they went to work for corporate America or retired. So I'm driving from Ohio back into Pennsylvania last night, and there was another one, Rite Aid closing, and I started to multiply and thinking, and I've been like obsessed with this over the last couple of days. Every Rite Aid in Beaver County is going out or already out of business. So what that means, they came in and were a resource because that hometown pharmacy was leaving, meaning that locally owned and operated one. But now, with these major brands leaving, in many cases, there are no other major brands there. So these communities, Sean, are now going to be totally without a pharmacy. As a professional in this industry, what happens next?
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know if we want to wait for the next segment. You know, you've got a lot of moving parts there, Rob,
that we have
to discuss, right? I don't know how much you want to get into now and when you have to go to a break.
Go ahead. I got a couple
minutes.
You
know, to your point, the small independent pharmacies that were the mainstay of most communities forever, you know, have been under siege for the past 20 years. A lot of that is from the chain pharmacies that move into the area. They have the money. They buy the big corner. They have the big buildings. You know, the Rite Aid, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did put pressure, but there's a lot of pressure on the pharmacy side, on the independent pharmacy side, and the Rite Aid, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, part of the reason that they're actually going out of business. But the reimbursements that we get when we fill these prescriptions are sometimes not adequate to cover even the cost of the medications, let alone the services that I provide. For example, the big buzzwords today are the GLP-1s. That's the Ozempics of the world, yep, and the weight loss drugs, the Wegovys and the Mounjaros. Well, you know, when I fill that prescription, I literally lose $50. $50. I mean, think about that. If I fill 10 of those a day, I'm out $500. I have to make that up somewhere. So that happens across all prescriptions in general.
Mm-hmm.
So most pharmacies just kind of have to throw them into the mix, fill as many as you can. And this is why those big stores, it's all about how busy you are, not the service you provide.
Yep.
Because you need to fill those prescriptions and throw them into the bucket and hope you end up in the black, not the red.
Mm.
And for years, independents have just been nicked away and nicked away and nicked away, and it becomes impractical to survive.
Hmm. One thing's for sure, the entrepreneurial spirit will come back. And I think a lot of these young pharmacists who are graduating from places like Pitt and Duquesne will basically get behind what was once the hometown pharmacy, and maybe we can bring it back again because we need them. They're so vitally important.
Well, you have our friend Kyle coming on the show sometime
McCormick's,
soon, right?
I mean, Tuesday.
I mean, he's one of the smartest guys I know in pharmacy.
Blueberry Pharmacy. He'll be here
Tuesday. He'll
certainly
have some good insight for you.
All right, take a break. We'll come back much more. This is the Inside Connection. If you want to make an appointment with the folks at MediConnect, there is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. We have seminars to talk about. We'll give you all that as well, too. But if you need to know now, go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. We'll be back.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Fascinating conversation with Sean and, of course, the other guy that is here, too, by the name of Sean. So let's get going, Mr. Horn.
Sean Squared.
Listen, he's working me today. All right. It's very simple. If you want to reach them at MediConnect, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. But this is a fascinating topic, is it not, Sean Horn?
It is. And before we jump full-fledged into that conversation, we do have the trivia question, which is based off of our favorite TV dad. Mm-hmm. What was Al Bundy's jersey number when he played at Polkai?
I'll be quite honest with you. The only reason I watched that show was Christine Applegate.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to be the answer.
Rob, you're going to get in trouble.
Much love and respect for her. She's kind of struggling right now, dealing with some health issues.
What a warrior, though. She's a warrior. She's always popping up and advocating for stuff.
She is someone to definitely look up to. A lot of strength there. All right, number to dial, 412-922-1020. If you think you know it, you're going to get a $15 Get-Go Gas Card. Question again.
What was Al Bundy's jersey number when he played at the legendary Polkai with his 4 touchdowns in one single game? So, jersey number for Al Bundy. And, you know, we're going to jump full-fledged into this conversation with Sean Nairn, owner and founder of Acor Pharmacy. The reason he's here, folks, let's just get straight to it. many people are going to be impacted by the closings of the Rite Aid stores that are happening all across our community. It's touching many thousands of people. Many of those are people who are listening in right now. And we know that there was effectively an auto-enroll over to Giant Eagle as a way to facilitate, in the short term, how people manage their medications and continue receiving their daily meds. So, Sean, again, I think it would be very serviceable once more to talk about the value proposition that Acor Pharmacy offers prior to getting into the conversation around Rite Aid.
Yeah, sure. And you tricked me. I thought you invited me here for my U.S. Open insight, and I was going to tell you why I didn't make the cut and how hard the course was. Is that not what we're talking about today? Well, I mean, I was misled.
If you're anywhere near Oakmont Bakery,
I had too many donuts.
Well, wait, let me finish. If you're anywhere near Oakmont Bakery, I'll be doing my Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show there at 11 tomorrow, so stop out.
You know what's funny about Coons Market? I used to own a pharmacy in Coons, the one on Banksville Road. That was my pharmacy down there for a long time. And then, as we'll discuss later, how the demise of the small pharmacy, will kind of touch on that, and you'll understand why I just couldn't make it there. But we turned that into Acor. So, you know, to get back to Sean's lead-in, Acor Pharmacy, our niche is medication adherence packaging. So we're putting all of your medications, 5, 6, 7, 8 medications, maybe more, in a breakfast, lunch, dinner, bedtime package. Very much like a Monday through Sunday pill case that a lot of people may use. The difference is, number one, our week is divided into 4 individual doses. So some pills are better in the morning, some pills are better at night. We establish that for you. We package the medications. It's checked by a pharmacist, and then it's delivered to your house. Then in addition to that, right, medications are important, but we wrap around what we call in the business clinical services. So that's managing your vaccines. Do you need a flu shot? Do you need a RSV shot? Some of these new vaccines that are on the market that really help seniors. We manage that for patients, making sure that they're up to date on those things. We do education, disease state education. So our team will work with you if you're a diabetic. Are you giving your injections right? Are you eating right? What's your diet? Asthma, you're using your inhaler properly. A lot of people struggle with asthma because they don't use their inhalers properly. So we tie in education. It's a full service pharmacy, not just put your pills in a bottle, go through the drive through, pick them up and get out. We're very high level, high touch. My team is excellent. And we look forward to working with the seniors in the Western PA market.
And I'll also say, too, two of the biggest things I love about what you offer our clients when we make that connection for you is, for one, the pill pack that you offer has a picture of all the medications in it.
It does. Yes, it does.
Which is huge. So you get to, you know, bird's eye view on, am I taking all the medications? Is this one necessary? You have it pictured for them for easier management, as well as your service model related to you're touching your patients every single month.
That's right.
To see if there's any changes in their medications. Do we need to adjust something? That is enormous. Because oftentimes they're not even talking to their doctors that often.
Of course not. Not even close. I mean, the advantage of the pharmacy, and hopefully the pharmacist will come to light as healthcare sort of implodes on itself. You know, now it's started already and there's a snowball effect. Nursing homes are closing. Pharmacies are closing. Hospitals are struggling. The pharmacist is uniquely positioned because we're the most accessible healthcare representative in the community. Yep. You're not going to go to your doctor's office and walk up to a counter and say, hey, I'd like to talk to the doctor. In 3 minutes, that doctor is going to walk around the counter and spend some time with you, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. I dare you to try that.
Yep.
So we are the most accessible. So hopefully they'll find we can carve a niche where, you know, maybe we become the front lines before the doctor, right? I can give somebody a Z-Pack if they want. I'm certainly capable of giving you a Z-Pack if you come in and you're sick. Today we can't. But somewhere down the road, it seems like if we could take those basic, you know, if I can give somebody a cream for poison ivy.
Yep.
I mean, do we really need to occupy an emergency room doctor's time, you know, for somebody with poison ivy, right? Put the pharmacist out front. Let us be the gatekeeper. So again, that's just a fantasy model that you know, healthcare might morph into.
Which would make a lot of sense because that's one of the biggest misuses of healthcare is people using an emergency room for their doctors.
Brutal. It's brutal. Yeah. It's a huge expense.
Without a doubt. So,
by the way, Betty from Cranberry is the winner. So please give the winning answer.
The answer was 33.
Way 33. To go, Betty. She must have just watched that episode this morning.
Good for Betty.
But listen, when we were growing up,
the Hagwires,
that pharmacist in our town, my mom and her six kids, that was the first line of defense. They would even come out in the middle of the night. You needed eardrops. They were there for you. And
yeah.
That's why I've always had such respect. And the people that were my age, my generation that I knew, who supported all the football games and everything that I did throughout my entire life, Mr. Ananopoulos, great guy, be here all day. His son now's got Ford RX in New Brighton, kind of bringing that model back. I don't think people understand the history of pharmacists and how they really help people in their time of need. And to be able to walk up and get an answer in real time when you got sick kids, that's a blessing.
Well, not just so that absolutely 100%. But the other thing, and you touched on it, and I didn't, and I should have, and that is look at the baseball jerseys for your small teams out there, right? You don't see CVS or Rite Aid or Walgreens on the back there. You see your small neighborhood pharmacies.
Pete's,
that's
Sean's
it. That's
pharmacy.
Who you see. Who you see. That's who sponsors the community. And in turn, we'd like that support back from the community.
So with that, Sean, again, major news in the headlines with the Rite Aid closing. We got a couple minutes before we get to break. What does that mean for the patient, and how can you fill that role as they try to figure out what's next?
Yeah, so first of all, let's say this, right? The Rite Aid demise started years ago. I mean, they went bankrupt a few years back. I don't really think they ever got their footing back. So number one, that was a huge, you know, impetus on a huge push to where they're at now. Mm-hmm. But the second part is, and I touched on this earlier, is the reimbursements. I mean, they're getting paid the same as me. When I tell you I'm losing, you know, $50 when I fill an Ozempic, they're losing $50 too.
Yeah.
And then what you got to remember is they're filling thousands across all of those stores in a day.
Right.
So they might be losing $50,000 a day just filling one medication. I mean, that math is hard to manage your way out of. And then the second part that probably, you know, weighed in and is actually going to affect some of the other big chains is people don't buy much at that big drugstore on the corner anymore. Years ago, they maybe had a market where they functioned as a mini market. But anymore, you have, you know, people are getting stuff on Amazon or Giant Eagle when they're there. No one's buying soap and cough medicine. And, you know, I don't know anybody buying makeup at Rite Aid.
Right.
Right? I mean, my wife would never be caught dead wearing Rite Aid makeup. Hmm. You know, so they're just, they thought that they were going to get all these corners and be able to sell all this stuff. And then Amazon came in at the same time and nobody kind of recognize the force that would become. Nobody's buying anything there. So
what happens to all the real estate? Because these buildings are pristine.
It's going to be interesting.
They're
big
pristine.
Money too. Big money. I mean, watch out for Dollar General, although Dollar General is kind of everywhere already. I don't know that they have room for any more, but it's going to be interesting. Like you said, Giant Eagle was said that there may be a few stores. I think they have at least said two so far.
Makes sense.
That they're going to go in and operate like a traditional chain pharmacy versus a full Giant Eagle grocery store. So maybe that will become their model.
It's interesting. I love talking about it.
Okay,
we got to take a break. What are we going to do on the other side?
We're going to take phone calls from listeners. We're also going to talk about the most often asked question when we host seminars, and we're going to provide answers to that.
Sean, again, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Acorx, www.acorxpharmacy, acorxpharmacy.com. Call us in Carnegie, 412-857-2922.
All right. Listen, only because we care about those communities, that's why we're talking about stuff that matters, and it's why I think about this stuff that sometimes keeps me up at night. I'm really proud to have an opportunity to talk to Sean. We're going to have Cal here from Blueberry on Tuesday, and we always have the folks from MediConnect here every Saturday. Great job, Sean. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thank you.
We're going to get a break in here. We'll come back. Stay with us. We've got news at the bottom of the hour with Rob, and then this guy, Sean Horn, and I shall return. A couple of more segments of The Inside Connection, of course, MediConnect on KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back on the Inside Connection, Sean Horn and your Pratt Pack. Sean, before we get into more of today's program, let's talk about the upcoming seminars. And again, you have to register. They are free. Go to 888-818-6334. Make that call or MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Here is where they will be.
Yeah, so we just added a few more. So if you want a full listing detail, you're going to want to go to MediConnectInsurance.com to check that out. But we do have on schedule June 17th, Holiday Inn in Monroeville, and then June 25th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center. We're going to be in Shaler, Cranberry, Swickley Library upcoming as well. So if you're near and dear to those communities and you're going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, you are welcome to attend. Just please register by going to MediConnectInsurance.com or calling 888-818-6334. And Rob, one of the most often asked questions that we get during these seminars and why they're so valuable, almost without fail, is I'm going to continue working. Do I need to sign up for Medicare? I hear it after every presentation I give to the new to Medicare audience.
I asked you that not too long ago.
You did. And it is a very good question. But like all things Medicare, it's not a one size fits all or a very clean answer to deliver to every single person who asks it. It's going to be relative to your individual situation. And let's talk about that for just a moment and what that means. I want to really get out the word creditable coverage. So if you currently enjoy creditable coverage, and what the government means by that is if you're full-time employed and covered by your employer or your spouse's employer, and as they are employed, that is creditable. So if you get group benefits for working at an employer, actively working being the key condition there, your coverage is creditable, meaning that you do not need to get onto Medicare at the age of 65 if you don't want to. And I would also go a step further and say it would probably not be conducive for you to blindly enroll into Medicare if you're going to continue working, which is counterproductive to a lot of what a lot of Medicare agencies will tell you. It's not going to work for your best interest for a few reasons, Rob. Number one, you're going to needlessly pay for Medicare on top of your group benefits that are coming out of your paycheck. That's a big problem because the Medicare Part B premium right now is $185 a month. So you're just going to throw $185 a month away. That's a problem by itself. But also, on top of that, if you enroll in Medicare when you turn 65 unnecessarily, you're also going to blow through a very important enrollment period called the initial enrollment period. It's a seven-month window in which you can pick whatever health coverage you want with no health questions asked of you. That is crucial for a lot of people who are getting onto Medicare first time that specifically are going to be dealing with some health conditions. So you don't want to enroll in Medicare too early if you don't have to. But again, like all things Medicare, it's not just that straightforward because there are going to be people who want to continue working beyond the age of 65, have health coverage available to them, but it is still going to be in their better interest to get onto Medicare and to pick a plan to go along with it because employer coverage is going up in cost every single year. Mm-hmm. Benefits are being pulled away at the same time. So Medicare oftentimes will come in and be more affordable and provide more comprehensive coverage as well.
One question I've never asked, because many people are working past 65 and can go on Medicare, but they're not collecting Social Security, say until 70 or 67, 68. So how do you pay for Medicare?
Great question. So you don't need to be on Social Security to collect Medicare, and you don't need to be on Medicare to collect Social Security. They are two completely monsters onto their own. So if you want to get onto Medicare and you don't want to collect Social Security yet, you can do that. You will pay for the Medicare cost, that $185 for most people per month. You'll pay for that directly. They will bill you, typically quarterly, where you'll send in a check for almost $600 per quarter to have that Part B coverage. So they'll bill you, you send in a physical check, just like the olden days, right? So you very, very well can do that. And for those people who, beyond the age of 65, they're kind of considering their options, they might not love or like their healthcare currently. You can get onto Medicare at any time. Here we are, June, whatever the date is, you can enroll in Medicare within the next couple of weeks, have your coverage go effective in July. You don't have to wait until the end of the year. You don't have to wait till your group coverage's next open enrollment period. You can participate in the Medicare whenever you want, once you're beyond the age of 65, if you've continued working and had that creditable coverage. So that's a big deal to really understand. Also, though, I do want to point out, if you work with an employer that has less than 20 employees on the group coverage, you will have to get Medicare Part B at the age of 65, even if you want to continue working and get that coverage, which I don't like. But again, it's a new rule by the government, as well as a lot of the times.
Repeat that, please.
So if you work with a company that has less than 20 people on the group health coverage, you are going to need to enroll in Medicare Part B at the age of 65. And if you don't, you will be penalized down the road. If you fall into that category, without getting too detailed on that, again, it's a new rule by Medicare, call into the office now. They'll be more than happy to answer that. Also, United States Postal Service workers, they're getting pushed onto Medicare 65 more often now. So there's certain conditions applying where some people may have to get Medicare at 65. Oftentimes, though, if you have that creditable coverage, you can push it off. We could show you how to push it off so that you aren't penalized down the road when you effectively do get onto Medicare at a more timely situation based off of your work life and the coverage you have. So again, not a one-size-fits-all answer. It's almost per individual, which is why these events are so important.
But I have seen firsthand, and I believe this to be the correct answer, more times than not, Medicare will give you better coverage.
Almost always, yes. But the whole reason I brought this conversation up today, this is how deep it kind of gets. We work with a financial advisory firm. One of the partners we work alongside, we were having a conversation lately where he let me know that he tells all of his clients to get on a Medicare at the age of 65. And that is completely counterproductive to what I just told everybody. So even people who spend a lot of their time learning this stuff, even though they don't practice it, they know enough about Medicare to be dangerous, but they're more focused on your estate planning or your financial planning. They don't necessarily always have the answers on when enrollment makes the most sense for you. And I don't know how many people have been impacted negatively by that type of advice in just that one practice. So this is why MediConnect exists, to make sure that you get individualized solutions for your complex scenarios. We make it simple. We are Medicare Made Simple. So we're going to put that at a third grade level so that you can engage and make a really good decision for your own circumstances.
Love it. All right, let's go to the seminars one more time, and then we'll do a couple of other things, some house cleaning, come back and wrap up this very interesting show, The Inside Connection, MediConnect.
Yeah, so again, if you are new to Medicare in the next 12 months, must attend events June 17th. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville. June 25th, Upper St. Clair Rec Center, beautiful location there. July 8th, we're going to be at the Shaler North Hills Library. July 15th, Cranberry Library. I love that location, as well as love this one too. July 22nd, the Swickley Library. Plus, please remember, we also do have the weekly live webinars. So if you want to attend from your couch or your office, you don't want to go after work and come to one of these meetings, totally understand. You can also go to MediConnectInsurance.com, select a webinar situation. It is hosted by our CEO, Lance O'Brien. You're going to get the very best information. And again, you could do so virtually at your leisure.
All right. So here's the question as we go to break. We were kind of talking on and off the air about where healthcare is going, from the brick and mortar to the pharmaceutical situation. And everybody is concerned. Why do you think there should be no concern when it comes to Medicare, even though people at times are being frightened that there may not be Medicare someday? But why is Medicare, probably of everything in the way of healthcare, on the most solid foundation?
Yeah, I mean, so Medicare is effectively the chassis for which all healthcare is ran. And it's really the beacon and the pinnacle of the way private health insurance should work. So there's been it's been around since 1965. There's been a lot of negotiation around the program. It's a program that's also funded by the citizens. You pay your Part A tax during your working years. You pay for Part B in retirement. So it's not as though, you know, it's a free program. People are paying into these benefits, which provides solvency for it. So it's not a complete handout type of situation. But on top of that, it's the biggest payer of healthcare in America. So over time, these processes are getting perfected. A lot of negotiation goes into it on a yearly basis. All of our politicians get together annually to talk about Medicare. But what we have seen locally, and I'm going to touch on this in the next segment a little bit, what we have seen locally is that over the years, these plans have actually become far more beneficial and the prices are being compressed. So that doesn't happen if the programs aren't healthy. Things are going to get more expensive if it's not healthy. That's not happening in the Medicare space necessarily. So you just got to know where to look. And that's what we're here to do, is help provide that guiding light for you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the sponsors that they are out there sponsoring. That's all coming up in just a couple of moments. Doing great work in the community and helping people who are really helping us. And some of them good friends of mine, like Senator Elder Vogel. So please stay with us. He is Sean Horn. This is the Inside Connection. You can reach them right now until noon. We always have those live advisors standing by. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. And for everything that they do every day, and remember, never a charge for their services, you can find out about all of it at MediConnectInsurance.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
You know, I really love the webinar thing that's happening in the world of technology, and they've got one coming up on June 18th. Get educated and all the stuff that you need to know, and it's going to be hosted by Lance O'Brien, live at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. So whether you're at home, at the office, or just like me and that lazy boy, or on the couch at home, you're going to be able to check this out. How do they find out more about it? And don't forget, we have those advisors right now if you need any information as well after we are off the air. 888-818-6334. So talk about the webinar, then we'll talk about these great sponsorships.
Yeah, the webinar is a very attractive format because within a matter of 40, 45 minutes, you're getting all the information you need to make the decisions relative to your individual situation. You get all of the guidance that the Medicare and You booklet sends out without you having to read through 140 mind-numbingly boring pages of literature. So Lance puts it in a very, very attractive format where, again, it explains it very simply on what you need to do, how to engage with us. We'll walk you through your individual situation so that you're thriving with your healthcare as you enter Medicare. But again, go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars. On the far right-hand side, you'll see webinar. And again, free to attend. You'll get reminders leading up to the event. And if you, for whatever reason, miss that potential showing, whether it be the 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. on Wednesday webinar viewing, you will get a recorded view of that where you can later on watch it at your leisure. So we try to make it as convenient for you as we possibly can. And again, if you don't like that, you want to hear the questions from the audience, you can always join us in person as well, as we do have a lot of events coming up in the next few weeks here. So, but I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, what we experienced with Senator Elder Vogel in the Butler County market about a week ago or so. We had a phenomenal event there, a senior health fair meant for people who are 55 and older. We're going to be doing another one with him in the Beaver Market in the September region, so feel free to stop out.
At the Dome?
At the Dome, yeah. We're going to be at CCBC out there. So
you know what he did for a living, don't you?
No, I don't.
He was a dairy farmer.
Is that right?
Him and I go way back.
He's a good guy. I got to meet him for the first time.
Class act.
Yeah, yeah. You can see he's in it for the right reasons, you know.
And he's the only politician I know who doesn't want airtime. Because he's down to earth, man. He just wants to help people.
Yeah. And again, in it for the right reasons. Yep. That's what you want. That's Absolutely. What we need more of. So, right. But we were at his event. And it was a tabling event, so the attendees got to walk through and get to meet all the different vendors and people who want to help. And one in particular woman who very proudly let us know that she was 78 years old, which she did not look it whatsoever, which was, did not. I thought she was maybe 65. I mean, she was doing really, really well. But she let us know that she was 78 years old. And she was on the exact same plan that she first enrolled in when she was 65.
No kidding.
So she has been on this plan for 13 years. And let us know, like, listen, nobody really checks in with me from my insurance company to let me know if I'm doing right or doing wrong. And nobody ever talks to me. And I think, hey, if they're not reaching out, I must be doing okay. So I just let it go. And that mindset from a consumer.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. And if I could be totally honest with you, Rob, it is so frustrating. Because within legitimately 45 seconds of her letting us know what company she has and how much she's paying per month for her plan. We were able to know immediately we can very easily help her extend coverage and save her money every single month. So now when she comes and she will become a client of MediConnect here, if not shortly, she will during the annual enrollment period. When she becomes a client of MediConnect, she's going to have an entire team that is going to help manage her healthcare every single year. Between Lauren and her team with client experience, her advocate and her agent that works at MediConnect, she's now going to have an entire team to make sure that she's thriving every single year with her health insurance coverage. And that's the difference of what MediConnect is looking to provide. But again, going back to that consumer mindset of, I might be paying too much, but I'm good. This stuff is too confusing. I don't want to change anything. That's hard. Change is uncomfortable. If it's not broke, don't fix it. I mean, we're talking about the generation where they get a bill in the mail and they just pay it. Right? Am I saying anything wrong here?
No, you're absolutely right.
So they just get their premium bill and they just pay it. They don't even think about it. Where we've been on this very radio station for the last, 8 years now, talking about how it is very possible to get very affordable healthcare coverage, they also grant you very comprehensive benefits at the same time. And that's what we want every listener, no matter what walk of life you had or no matter what community you live in, wherever you're listening from, we can help you make sure you are very much thriving with your Medicare coverage. We were also at the Lifespan event in McKeesport a couple weeks ago. Very awesome event we had out there. A few hundred people came through for their open house. We're very engaged with Lifespan. They were on the radio program with us last year. They just had a CEO change. We might be having him come on this year to talk about the expansion opportunities with Lifespan and what they're looking to do in the community. Because we have a lot of community partners who are making life much easier for seniors if you know where to look. And that's the difference here with the Inside Connection. We want to put you in touch with them. We want to give awareness to them so that, again, it can help you make retirement and living in your senior years as safe, as easy, as convenient, and as affordable as we could possibly do.
And you do it every day.
Every day. We're coming across new partners every day who are really in it for the good of this community. Look, you're the forefathers who really laid the groundwork of the skyline and of the pavement and the roads. And you've built Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania so that generations behind you can really come in and provide in return for what you have built us. And there's just so many resources available if you know where to look. We're going to get you in touch with them. We have resources all over the place, financial advisors, estate planners, community centers, government officials. We want you to do as best as you can when you're on Medicare.
What do you think big picture is as far as what's happening with all this news when it comes to pharmacies and hospitals and those that are growing, those that are slowing? What do you think is going to happen to all of this?
What I think is effectively taking place is there's, much like the seniors I just talked to have a hard time adapting and changing, a lot of these organizations and companies had a hard time adapting with all of the market changes over the years. Mm-hmm. And again, market changes happen on a yearly basis. It happens in Medicare every single year. You don't know about it because it doesn't touch everybody. But from an agency standpoint, we're faced with changes that are happening all the time. But we're willing to adapt and become more streamlined. Yeah, I mean, you have to adapt to meet the market and still provide the services that are going to benefit the community, which I think Lance and Brian have really spearheaded that mission to make sure that we do that in a way that, I mean, we have been hit with a change in the market that is impacting everybody in our industry. Won't get into the full details of it, but it has really impacted productivity for a lot of agencies. What's really cool, what's happened at MediConnect, we're still growing. Month after month, we are getting better and better.
As the population continues to age out.
Yeah.
So it's the perfect storm. You're going to be there to help so many people. And as the waters continue to get rough and the winds are swirling around us, that one steady thing is going to be MediConnect, growing new people, new opportunities, but just that toll-free number away. And again, the best part, you never have to pay for the services. So it's one less thing you have to worry about. You build a relationship. And as you basically age out, through Medicare, you can always revisit.
How about this too? When you call 888-818-6334, You talk to a human immediately. Not only a human, you talk to a Pittsburgher. You're not talking to somebody who's offshore that you can barely understand. You're not talking to somebody who's in Kansas who has no idea of our market and how hard it is to get around and park at your doctor's appointments. We get it. Listen, that's the difference.
I just call to have someone to talk to every once in a while. Hey, what are you guys doing today?
By all means, we'd love to have that happen too.
All right, listen, no one does it better. They're helping people every day. So if you're out there and you're wondering, am I really paying too much? Am I getting enough? Can I get more? Can I pay less? Why not make an appointment? The rest will fall into place. Like that 78-year-old, one of the best days of her life was meeting the folks at MediConnect at that Senator Elder Vogel event. All right, again, their number, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Less than a minute, run the seminars.
Yeah, so again, new to Medicare within the next 12 months. These are must-attend events for you. June 17th, Holiday Inn in Monroeville. Upper St. Clair Rec Center on June 25th. July 8th, Shaler North Hills Library. July 15th, Cranberry Library. July 22nd, Swickley Library. Free to attend. You must register, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Happy Father's Day to you, to our listeners, to my own father, to Brian, Lance, Mark, Joe, everybody at MediConnect. Happy Father's Day to all of our listeners.
All right, stay with us. News coming up after that 10 o'clock news with Rob. Mike Bronicheski is here today flying solo on the True Value Home Improvement Show next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.